Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Hey guys, welcome back to Hacks and Hobbies. This is going to be the part two of our conversation with Alex Moses, a man who's built empires, lost everything, and discovered a deeper truth about success. In this episode, we're going to be talking about prosperity flow, his personal framework for creating wealth, freedom, and fulfillment that actually lasts. Alex, welcome back. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Alex, you said that prosperity flow isn't about working harder or smarter. It's about something deeper. Can you break that down for us?
To me, as a deeply spiritual person, it's connection to God. Once you're connected to God, you don't expect stuff. Mm. You just follow the path.
And how does somebody know which path they're supposed to be going down?
You just follow it. It's in front of you. One foot in front of another. You don't seek. So the word would be release the pursuit. That would be the two words. Stop pursuing anything. The opportunity is there for you. Like the opportunity I'm working on, we'll cover it maybe a little bit later. Hmm. I didn't look for it. It just came to me. Out of a personal pain more than anything else. And then I saw there's a billions of customers who need that service.
That's a really powerful point, because as a Muslim myself and somebody who follows, you know, who obeys God and prays and whatnot, the one thing that's in the Quran, it says that we didn't create you for anything other than to worship me.
That's it. You just move alone.
So we're just here to worship. So if we're just here to worship, and God puts people in your path that are seeking for your help, and he basically opens the doors for us when we just do the worshiping. What were some of the clues you saw in your own life and others that helped shape this philosophy for you?
I want to just look back on everything I ever learned, everything I've ever experienced, everybody I've ever met. Look at their lives and look at the opportunities, what made them happy, what took them off their path to happiness, what caused a lot of pain and suffering for them.
Yeah.
And to me, it became very obvious. That's going back to the word law of attraction, which is, I'm not very founded on that book or what the people say, but
yeah,
to some degree, it's almost makes sense. You just follow the path and you attract what meant for you to attract, and you repel what meant for you to repel, as long as you be you and not try to be somebody else. Because if you try to be somebody else, you might attract the wrong people and repel the good people, the who are not meant for you. So your path is extremely important for you just to be you.
Because so just be ourselves. It's very cryptic. I need more, Alex. Give me some more, man.
Just think of it. When you wake up, things happen. And accept that they happen
the
for
kids
the
kids have to go
Everything
to school. We
got to
get
reason.
The food ready. All of that stuff happens, yes.
Yeah, it all happens for the reason. If you drive and there's a block, roadblock, there is a reason. But be open to opportunity that there is a reason why you're going around it. Don't just ignore it and get angry about it and push the opportunity away, because you might pass that opportunity and ignore it. I can give you a very interesting example
yeah.
from my life. So I've never been married before I met my wife. And I met her at the age of 35, so I was not spring chicken to get married early. And I met her by a pure accident. She could have stopped somewhere for extra street light, I wouldn't meet her. There was like completely accident. I've never met her before.
Yeah.
We just came across each other, but a completely accident. And she didn't even like me at first. And
yeah.
I thought she was like a little bit strange, but then one of my friends came over and tried to talk to her, and I told him, don't talk to my future wife. I just met
okay.
her 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And he gave me both of them. She gave me a look and he gave me a look. But guess what? It's been almost 20 years ago.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. I have a question for you. So we go down the path and don't miss the opportunity. You mentioned a lot of the take it as it is and look at the positive thoughts around it. So today, all right.
I don't know about the positive. That's not what I
yeah.
mean.
No, not positive, but essentially, so let me tell you the story and then you can tell me what I can take from it. Right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to get gas in my car, but let me drop off my son. So I dropped my son off. The light had been on this whole time. I was like, I'm going to make it. I exit the freeway and I am like 30 seconds away from the gas station. There's a red light. I stop. The car shuts down, doesn't start again, and I'm stuck there. I'm like, okay, this is funny. This is pretty cool. And I cursed at myself for just a minute, just a second. And I was like, okay, it's fine. And the cars are honking at me. They're like, what are you doing in the middle of the street? You're trying to go around. I'm like, just pass on by. And I almost wanted to ask somebody if they could like push my car with their car. But I was like, you know what? Let me call now for a minute. So I called the roadside assistant. They're like, we're going to be there in 75 minutes. I'm like, okay. Let me just walk to the gas station and turn out they're Muslim brothers. So I'm like, hey, assalamu alaikum. Do you have a gas tank that I can borrow to get gas in my car? They're like, you have to buy it. It's $25. I'm like, I have five of these at home. I don't need to buy it. Can I just borrow it and then bring it back? No, sorry. So then the guy's, let me check. I usually have two. See if I have any. He goes and check. He doesn't have any, of course. So I call my wife. I told her, I'm like, hey, this is what's happening. I'm stuck here. And then she tells me I have to get the kid ready. So then I call my brother-in-law. And he had just gotten in the car and driving. And he lives 5 minutes from me. So I was like, hey, can you grab the gas can that's behind the trash can on my driveway? Can you bring that over to me? Because I ran out of gas. He's like, oh, that sucks. So anyways, he brings it by. I fill up the gas, put the gas in the car, drive to Costco, fill it up all the way, and I drive home. So that's the story. That's it. So now you tell
what
me,
did
break
you learn
it down
from
for
it?
Me. What I learned from it is don't let the gas light come on, or when you're at a quarter tank, just go get gas. And my dad would say the same thing. Anytime you hit a quarter tank, just go to the gas station, get the gas. So I know that is a message. That's a lesson that I learned. But what else can I get out of it?
That's the question to you. Did you pay attention to all the conversations, to the people you met, to your brother-in-law who come in?
Yeah.
When you talk to your wife, all this extra conversation that you had could have had some meaning to it. You could learn something from. So it's just on that story alone, it
yeah.
seems like the most loyal person you know in your life is your brother-in-law.
Yes, he just drove up. He drove up and brought the gas tank.
So that's another lesson for you to know who you can
yeah.
actually rely on when you need something.
That is a powerful lesson. Thank you. Thank
you
for listening.
Call anybody else. He's the person you call. So maybe you don't value him enough as much as you have to.
So how can I do that? How can I value him more than I already do? Or maybe I don't.
I want to know how much you value, how much you appreciate him.
True.
This is something for you to figure out.
I need to take him to a dinner or a movie or something. I don't know. I got to do something.
I think it's a good thing. I think you should find a way to appreciate him in some way.
Yeah.
The energy. Energy always needs to be like repaid in some way. That's why we created money. Money is energy. We have to pay for things.
Yeah.
If he came in to help you, it doesn't mean you have to give him money, but you might do something nice for him.
Just do something else, yeah.
It's just a genuine energy. And that might go to something else and something else and something else. It's like the chain, the butterfly effect, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know what leads to what. One little problem with the gas might actually open up the whole new world for you.
Hmm.
But you don't even know where and how, as long as you're like open to something is going on. Maybe somebody was passing by, maybe somebody trying to help you. Even that person who said he'll go and take a look if he has an extra tank, he usually has to. You don't know, maybe that person was somebody who meant to be in your life.
Yeah.
But you're not being aware of everything that's going on around.
Yeah.
You're becoming a robot and not a human being. You're becoming AI. You're just moving through your life, ignoring everything.
That reminds me of some of the people that I did interact with. There's a guy working on the stoplight. And he's, hey, let me help you move the car in this lane because you're in the middle of two lanes. So he came and helped me and pushed the car over. Then he called his friend over. Hey, come over here. We're working. And he put two orange cones behind my car. So then people know to go around.
Very good lesson that he completely ignored.
Yeah.
And how people are actually good.
Yeah.
And they're willing to help you. Absolutely. They have nothing to gain from it.
Nothing to gain from it. Damn, that's powerful. Thank you. When we are going through situations, our mind is in a totally different space, but getting to talk to you,
presence
having...
is missing, because you're not aware. That's the whole thing of prosperity flow. You have to be in the flow. You have to be in the path. Everything has a reason. That person who brought the cones could have been somebody who could take you to the next level and introduce you to somebody. Or that guy who pushed your car. All these people, they're all part of the puzzle. They're all been put there.
Yeah.
To help you in one way or another. They were in your life path.
That's powerful.
What was the reason they were there for, besides pushing your car and putting the cones around? But
they were in their flow, right? They were working and they're like, hey, how can I help somebody? I'm already here. And they have that positive
transfer that energy, seeing everything as a opportunity, how good people are. Instead of frustration.
Yeah.
The whole world is changing. You just had an opportunity to see completely strangers try to help you.
Yeah.
And the person who was the most loyal is your brother-in-law who showed up when you needed him the most. Amen. Including your wife is ignored. Your wife wouldn't even show up. She had her excuse. Like, you deal with it. Come on. You're a grown man. Don't freaking call me.
Oh, my God.
It's
and that's what I said. I shouldn't have called you to her on the phone. I'm going to hear this. I shouldn't have called you. I should have just called my brother-in-law because I know he would come. Wow. So it's not just a mindset. It's a movement. We're constantly moving through this prosperity, the flow of it.
Look at these people. And you never know. You never know. That person, maybe if your car breaks down, maybe he's a mechanic. That's a butterfly effect. If you realize that every single thing there for a reason, you're not going to ignore anybody anymore.
You're not. No.
You just being nice to one person can transfer that person to be nice to somebody else. Yeah. So nice to someone. All of a sudden, the whole world around you, or people are nice. You don't even know why.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Alex, what were some of the clues you saw in your own life and others that helped shape this philosophy for you? Did I ask that question before? I don't think so.
I don't know if I understand it the way you asked what you meant, but I'll tell you. What I've learned is not being reactive. So people are just being people. So I'm going through negotiations right now. I'm selling something relatively expensive. And that person is negotiating probably from the best abilities that he knows how. And my wife tells me he's bullying you. And I don't take it personal. He goes, oh, whatever, that's the best price. That's the best price I can give you. He went up from that price. Anyway, the funny part is that's the best price I can give, but he still went up from that price. So, okay. This is, and then he told me, this is the maximum you can get. This is the last offer. Don't get back to me. Nothing. So that's okay. And she goes, he's being like bullying you. Because he's like the only offer, and this is like a lot of money, and he knows he cannot turn it down. I'm saying that's what we do. We operate from a place of survival. Nobody want to pay you more than they can pay you. I cannot judge him to pay me, like in his case, $25,000 more than I want him to pay. I want $25. He wants that. It's a lot of money. Why would he pay me if he doesn't have to?
Yeah.
If he can get $25,000 better deal, why would he pay me? I probably wouldn't want to pay anybody else $25,000. So why would I get angry just because his techniques of negotiations not accepted by my standards? So you cannot just judge people because saying, oh, he's bully, he knows he can get a better deal, and that's a steal.
Yeah.
In reality, it's not a steal. Because nobody else better offering me a better deal. I don't have line of people offering me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
I don't. He's the only one who does it. So how do I say it's a steal or it's a better deal? The best deal is the one you're being offered.
Amen. Amen.
That's the so only you cannot judge somebody because of their techniques.
Yeah.
But you cannot say that they're being doing you wrong. They're not. They're giving you money the best that we're trying to negotiate. I negotiate polite and nice, and he negotiates from the anger. Like, this is the best deal. You're not going to get anything. You're going to lose it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what he says. It's just words.
It's the their only way he opinion. Knows how to talk. Yeah. Yeah.
And I reply to him very like calm and relaxed. I'm like, okay, I'll pass. I might lose. It's possible. I can pass. That's the option you have in negotiation. And negotiation, you cannot go into negotiation if you cannot walk away. Then it's not negotiation. There's nothing to negotiate if you cannot away from negotiation.
Yeah.
Then you're pretty much stuck with whatever decision is made. It's not negotiation. That's the price you pay. If you cannot walk away, this is the price. But if you cannot walk away, then the price can be negotiated.
Yeah.
That's what most people don't realize.
That's a really
understanding people and understanding how they negotiate. That's the sales. You have to remember the client always have an option not to buy.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. Just like you have the option not to sell.
Yeah. And you have to understand that. That's two people involved.
Yeah.
It's not one person involved.
Two people, four decisions.
Yeah, it's background. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
We have a different conditioning, different history, different understanding, different energy. Some people are more hyper, some more relaxed.
Now, Alex, talk to me about how can someone start shifting towards the prosperity flow if they're burned out, broke, or even just stuck in that hustle mode. And I think you've given a little bit of example, but if somebody was to practically
take a step. There's all, you like said, like completely different personalities. So whether somebody's broke or burned out or
three people.
Want to start a business, that's three completely. There's not, you cannot, it's completely different actions you take, completely different path. So if you burned out, you're already pretty much at the end of the business. If you're starting the business, you're full of energy. Your energy is completely different. If you just stress, so the stress, we have to remember the stress is just the instinct. So if you learn to breathe, you can never be stressed. That's all you have to do. Just learn to breathe. And take a breath. Every time that something happens, before you react, learn to take a breath. You will never get stressed again. And the common sense will come in. So I know my cortisol level went up and I'm in the fight flight instinct. I want to fight with somebody. So you need to take a breath to drop your cortisol level and relax. Then look at what situation is and make a logical, common sense decision that's probably best for what it is. Burnout is the same thing. Burnout, you're operating from the place of you thinking you have no options. You have to do it, or you're creating even worse stories in your head of uncertainty, what's going to happen. And people would rather kill themselves than face uncertainty. That's why people do it at going to war.
Yeah. Wow.
They don't understand why they go to war, but that because they understand their psychology, they understand themselves. That's why "Know thyself" is probably the best quote ever been written.
Amen.
Plato, 2,500 years ago.
Yeah.
Yet people still don't get it.
Know thyself.
You are your biggest enemy in the world. You don't have.
Oh my God! Tell me about it. Preach to me. Preach to me, Alex. We are the worst enemy.
You are the biggest enemy.
Right.
And there's nobody out there to rip you off. Mm-hmm. There's nobody will rip you off as much as you're gonna rip yourself off.
Every day.
And nobody will lie to you as much as you're going to lie to yourself. I guarantee you that everybody who ever lied to you, if you're going to put all those lies together, it's not going to be even 1% of how much you lie to yourself.
Oh my God. You're speaking to the choir. Now, Alex, you've helped investors earn billions and launch businesses that scaled fast. How does prosperity flow apply to ambitious leaders who want more but also want peace?
Peace is more.
Peace is more. I've heard less is more.
Same. Some degree, but you still might have more money. But if you have with no peace, they have no value. The path is very simple. We're born, we're going to die. How we go through the path and how we enjoy the process, that's the only thing that has value. If you're making money, but you're stressful and have a horrible quality of life, it has no value. You're still going to die regardless.
Yeah.
So it's not how much you have, but how much you enjoy of what you have. It's okay to make millions and billions.
Mm-hmm.
I operate from a different perspective. I don't operate billions so you can go and buy yourself stuff. You make billions so you can provide more people with jobs and help more families.
Amen. Amen.
And pass the more good one. Around and improve the economy and just pass. You can donate to other stuff, how much you can eat, how many beds you can sleep in, how many cars you can drive. So I'm not big on people who have 100 cars and 20 houses. I don't accept the greed aspect of life.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to have a nice car. I want to have two nice cars. I want to have the SUV and I want to have the little sports car for myself. I want to have a nice motorcycle. I don't need 10 motorcycles. I can only ride one. I want to have a nice house. I want to live in a safe neighborhood. This is not bad. It's all good.
Yeah.
But there's no need to have 100 of these things.
No, not at all.
And that's, it just sits excess. There for sake of sitting. I'd rather take this money and invest in somebody's and feed somebody's families.
Yeah.
And produce it in the businesses and create better economy and improve quality of life of people around me.
One thing that's in our religion is at the end of our life, God's going to ask us, what did you do with all the money that you have? What did you do with all the time that you have? So the more money, the more you're accountable for. The more time, the more things you have, the more accountable you are for at the end of that, on the day of judgment. It's a great reminder, right, to help others the best you can.
You cannot survive without helping others. No. So, do you know the Book of Zohar? Have you heard of Book of Zohar?
No, tell me more.
Okay, so it's a book that had been written by 10 rabbis before the Jesus Christ, like 100 years before. So there are 10 different rabbis. They went to the cave and they spent like years in the cave writing that holy book. At the end of that book, to shorten because there's 10 books, there's a lot in there. They were like, went through everything, like humans. They fight, they be friends, they wanted to kill each other. They went through every single sin that you can imagine
Yeah.
over the time. And they still come up with that book. To the goal was how to get to the highest level of consciousness, how to get the closest to the God in a way possible. And the closest way to the God in a way possible is to become selfish and accept that you are the child of the God and God in you and in everybody else. But once you accept that, selfishness becomes selflessness because you're accepting everybody else at the same time.
Yeah.
And you
So
take care of everybody else
is
because
this
those are brothers and sisters and you're child
yes,
of
they
the
are.
same God.
That's right. With child of the same man, Adam and Noah. Is this called the Zohar or the Book of Zohar or is it Zora?
Yeah, the book. I don't know how to pronounce it because the
Okay.
Hebrew word.
Gotcha.
I don't know
And
how it's pronounced in English.
is it that it's not the Torah?
No, it was before. It was before the Muslims or before Christianity.
Rest the Torah is not the Bible, or is it?
No, Torah is actually the first part of the Bible.
Okay, so Torah is the first part. So it's the one before which the Ten Commandments that were brought down to Moses.
Yeah, that's from Torah. Yeah, that's 5,000 years
Okay.
before Christianity.
Okay. Got it. We'll have to find, you'll have to share with me more the
Yeah.
pronunciation of the word so I can
I don't know the
look that
right
up.
pronunciation because I know it like actually I know it in Russian. That's the version that I've looked at.
Got it. Okay.
So I don't even know what the right pronunciation is.
Yeah.
So it's lost in translation. I don't even know
Yeah.
the meaning, to be
Well,
honest. In Russian,
Alex,
it's
you.
Zohar.
Zohar. Okay, so this is what came up.
Okay.
A foundational text in Kabbalah, the Jewish mystical
Yeah,
tradition. It's a
Kabbalah was
complex.
based on the books of
Okay.
Zohar. That's what Kabbalah
Collection of
is
writings.
based on.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we are.
It was before
Look.
Torah. Yeah, the Kabbalah was actually based on that book. Yeah, on
Okay.
Zohar. Yes.
Perfect.
You're on the right path. This is it.
I'm on the right path. Okay, perfect. Alex, you've gone through so many different phases and so many different chapters in your life. It's amazing to see that journey and see where it brought you with Prosperity Flow. What does success look like now for you, and how does it feel different from before?
It's to hold that peace inside of you, regardless of what's going on around, not to be disrupted by outside and be in peace inside, regardless.
Yeah.
That's what. So, from the health perspective, so you know that I've shared before, you probably, I don't know if I'm sure I did, that I had the strokes and heart attack. I just mentioned that I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely overweight. I probably need to figure out how to lose some weight. I don't know if it's age or whatever, but I'm at the heaviest I've ever been in my life. And yet, my body still performs at a higher level when I'm in that state. So I do the push-ups. I did 53 push-ups the other day.
Amazing.
So I'm 53 years old, who's overweight, who doesn't exercise, actually eat everything I want, like I eat junk food, I do everything. I don't really take care of myself. The only thing I do is like push-ups 3 times a day. And for me to do 53 push-ups, the only reason I can say it's possible is because it comes from the inside. It really doesn't, that peace lets me do that.
Yeah.
That psychological setup. Because I know people in 100 times better shape than I am, and they cannot do that at my age. And they're
That's amazing.
healthy, and they've always been working out, and they cannot go and drop and do over 50 push-ups.
Yeah.
So I have no real explanation. The only explanation for me is that inside, that peace inside that you keep, gives you that energy to do stuff that you can't. And from a health perspective too, again, I'm probably the healthiest I've ever been.
Amazing. I think I did about 15 push-ups the other day, and that was with my knees. I couldn't do it with five full legs.
No, I
need to work on mine. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you sharing your wisdom, you sharing the stage with me here. Last one question. If your life story was turned into a Netflix series, what would you call it, and who plays your character?
At the last time, so I have to do something different this time. I don't even watch TV, so I don't even know what they show on Netflix series
sure.
right now, so I don't even know. But I would be the name of the series would be Shift, and I would be the person who helps different people in every single episode to shift from where they are to where they meant to be.
I love that. Totally love that. Alex, thank you so much for, again, your time. Where can people follow your work, dive deeper into Prosperity Flow, or get in touch with you?
I don't even do work anymore. I just focus more on the business these days.
Sure.
And yeah, the LinkedIn is probably the only place. I don't do any social media.
Okay.
Emails is hard because I have so many different business servers, so much spam. It's almost impossible to find anything in the spam.
Sure. So LinkedIn is the
I
best.
I think LinkedIn probably a good place to find me.
Okay. Perfect. I'll be sure to include the
that's
link.
That's how you got to me.
That's how it got to you. That's how you got. That's how we
that's
got
how I
reconnected.
That's how I scheduled this call. You reached out
yeah.
to me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, we reconnected. I've had you as a guest before. There's a friend of mine who was like, hey, do you know Alex Moses? I would love an introduction. I was like, sure. I haven't talked to him in a while. Let me see what he's up to. And I'll make that connection with him. Alex, thank you so much for your time, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, guys, happy hackers. This isn't just about business. It's about becoming the kind of person who can hold success without losing themselves. Until next time, let go of the hustle, find your flow, keep hacking your way to a better life. See you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.